When my girlfriend and I fight, what I need to do is walk over, and regardless of what she's going to do back, I need to touch her and touch her like I do when things are fine. I need to take a deep breath, and I need to say to myself, I am not allowing the boogeyman to live in fear. For all you people that are afraid of approaching the opposite sex, absolutely terrified of approaching the opposite sex, guess what you need to do to exercise your boogeyman, or excise, or whatever, exercise. It's not exercise, it's whatever the hell they do to the exorcist. Exorcise, whatever it is, who cares? You know, you're getting my drift. You need to go up and approach somebody right then and right now. You got to look fear in the eyes. The fear is your own fear, and it's amazing when you bring out your boogeyman. Everybody else can smell fear. There's a reason why you think that people don't want to be approached by you, or people look like they don't want to be, look like they don't want to talk, or look like they don't want to, you know, communicate at that moment, or look like they don't want to be approached. You know why? Because nobody wants to be approached by Michael Myers or Freddy Krueger or Jaws the Mechanical Shark. Because if you think about it, when you're in boogeyman mode, you know what happens when you're in boogeyman mode? They basically hear the music from Jaws. Dun 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 dun. They hear you. They smell you because of your fear of approaching. They actually can smell you circling like a shark. They can watch you lurking in the aisles. How many times have you been in the supermarket aisles? You see a woman that you're attracted to, or a man that you're attracted to, and you go into boogeyman mode. And when you go into boogeyman mode, all of a sudden the person who was just looking at almonds, ever so, you know, relaxed, gets all uptight and runs away from you. You know why they're running away from you? Because everybody's afraid of the boogeyman, and you just brought out your own personal boogeyman. How many times have you been in a bar at night and you go there as Michael Myers? And you have a mask on your face. The mask is a mask of fear. And all of a sudden you start looking at a woman and you think to yourself, God, I want to talk to her. And all of a sudden she smiles at you a little bit. And you wait 2 hours to talk to her. And you obsess about her, and you go into boogeyman mode. And the next thing you know, you walk over to her, you open your mouth, you start talking to her, and she runs away because she just saw the boogeyman. All of you are carrying around boogeyman, boogie women, and boogie person, for those of you who want to be politically correct. You could be a boogie person. But all of you are carrying around your own personal boogeyman. We all do it. And the best way to get rid of your own personal boogeyman is to stare fear in the face and realize that you have created this character, this alter ego. And you need to do things when it's the most difficult. If you have trouble approaching, then approach when it's the hardest thing to do.